Here comes the star attraction, so don't you touch. Here comes the man of action, here comes the judge.
Morgan here for my first sentence. 3 minutes to Bob and Ray, which they will serve soon in this half hour. Later, all today's sports news. Right now, music. It's Tiny Tim's latest. Bring back those rock-a-bye baby days.
I'll turn the world around. We'll all be proud for those rock-a-bye days. When memories fade. Yesterday, now, let me play round that old cabin door. Bring childhood nursing to party, give me that swan song. Oh, Swanee, your black sheep are blue.
Hard to find anything encouraging about the newest facts on cigarette smoking and its association with cancer of the lung. The number of people who die of this form of cancer every year is still on the rise. It'll be over 50,000 in the United States this year. Yet most people have heard that cigarette smoking is a major cause of lung cancer. This is true. It is not the only cause. But for instance, if you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day or more, you're 20 times more likely to develop lung cancer than non-smokers. If you're just an average smoker, the risk is still tenfold. There is scientific evidence for these statements, and lots of it. There is also a wealth of information now available on diagnosing lung cancer, on treatment, and on prevention. Do you know what these facts are? If not, we recommend that you write the U.S. Public Health Service, Washington, D.C., for their free, easy-to-understand folder on cancer of the lung. American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. Bob and Ray give us the inside dope on Convention Hall after this.
Oh, what a beautiful Javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful Javelin?
I can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer. But I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped Javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a Javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mystery.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Ooh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales and cars and summer. And you. Mm-hmm.
You may win a Javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. Nothing to buy. Void where prohibited. Now here's Bob. also Ray.
The opening of the Democratic Convention here in Chicago draws ever closer, and activities increase daily among the many people behind the scenes who are busy preparing this great hall. And one such gentleman is with me now, Mr. Grover Lundy, a builder of daises, music stands, lecterns, and podiums. First, Mr. Lundy, would you tell us the function of each?
Well, we'll start with the dais. A dais is an elevation in the floor or stage built to accommodate one or more, for that matter, 20 or 30 people.
An indeterminate number, you say?
Yes. I've seen as many as 1,400 people on the dais.
Where was that, Mr. Lundy?
Well, it was at a banquet in Torford, West Virginia. They were feeding the...
Oh, I know that town. I didn't think there were that many people in it.
Well, actually, there aren't that many people in Torford, West Virginia. There's only about 700. But the local high school had a 1,400-piece band, and they were being feted that night, you see.
And I might raise an interesting point here, Mr. Lundy. Did the orchestra members have their musical instruments with them?
I was anticipating a question of that nature, Mr. Elliott. No. They did not have their musical instruments with them.
Because, of course, you understand, as I do, that if they had had their musical instruments with them, it would no longer have been a dais, but, in fact, a bandstand. Isn't that correct?
Yes. On the other hand, if a bandstand is unoccupied by musicians with instruments, it's called a dais.
And then, of course, a bandstand is built in tiers.
There are also tiered daises. I remember building a dais for a company banquet one time that had to accommodate about 900 offices of the firm. Now, if it had been built on one level, the employees would have had to crane their necks to see the offices, so I built a tiered dais.
Well, you couldn't call that a bandstand, certainly.
Oh, of course you could.
Well, now that, I assume, up there is a lectern.
Yes. Now, that's where the speeches will be made.
Mm-hmm.
If the material placed on a lectern is to be read, it's referred to as a lectern. But if a musical score were placed on a lectern, you would then have to call it a kind of music stand.
Well, now, if a symphony conductor had his music on a music stand, but he wanted to begin proceedings by reading a few remarks to the audience, what would you call it then?
Ooh. I guess you'd have to call it a musical lectern stand.
That's what you'd call it, Mr. Lundy?
Once I've built a lectern, I don't care what they call it. If someone sees a dual function there, I would have to credit them with foresight and imagination.
By the way, just what would you call this spot in Convention Hall that we're standing on?
Well, I'd just call it a floor and let it go at that.
That, then, would be it for now from Convention City and back to Monitor.
American Political Scene 68 was also brought to you by No Doze.
Even when you're rested, the monotony of driving can give you the driving drowsies. It can...
Look out!
Pull over and chew a couple of new No Doze Action Aids. The better way to help you feel your best. Better because you chew them any time without water. Better because they contain the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, without being habit-forming. No-dose Action Aids. No car should be without them.
This coming week in Chicago, the delegates will no doubt caucus. That's a funny word. We asked Bill Sapphire where caucus came from.
Well, that's an Indian word.
American Indian?
Mm-hmm. Probably the Algonquin tribe. There's some dispute about the origin of caucus, but... the American Indian vocabulary has lent a great deal of words to politics. For example, caucus, mugwump, who is a chieftain, sachem, Tammany sachem, you've probably heard.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favorite, high mucky muck.
Is that really Indian?
Yes, that's Chinook jargon. High means plenty, and mucky muck means food. So a man that has high mucky muck has plenty of food, hence is powerful, and that's what it means, a powerful man.
Huh, I thought it was some kind of baby talk. Indian baby. Pat that little kid.
Highway Holiday 68. For a late summer or fall vacation, it's hard to beat the Gulf Coast of Mississippi and Alabama. Whitest beaches in America. Sea-girt golf courses. Semi-tropical waters that drift away all your cares and problems. Plan now for an auto tour along the fabulous Gulf Coast. And to make your driving easier, more fun, wherever you go, stop at Stuckey's all along your way. Stuckey's stores are located at convenient intervals on main highways coast to coast. Welcome stops to break fatigue of driving, to refresh and whistle clean facilities. Enjoy Stuckey's famous pecan candies, a tasty snack. And as a special bonus for stopping at Stuckey's, you'll get a generous box of their crisp, crunchy, peanut brittle free with your purchase of 10 or more gallons of gas.
offer void where prohibited. Only at Stuckey's with one stop can you relax, refresh, refuel in such happy holiday fashion.
You're on the monitor beacon.
Republicans have had their moment in the spotlight, and on August 26th, it's the Democrats' turn to create a national stir. I'll be there along with Russ Ward and Bill Ryan for NBC Radio, and the Huntley-Brinkley team will again head up the television coverage. From the huge Chicago amphitheater, NBC News will continue its 1968 political coverage with concise and comprehensive reports as the Democratic Convention gets underway. We'll be there to bring you all the proceedings, to let you witness the color, the excitement, and the serious business of nominating a presidential and vice presidential candidate. A convention-wise corps of correspondents will assist both news teams to clarify, to interpret, and analyze the fast-moving events. We'll be on hand round the clock. Whenever you tune in, you'll find NBC News on the job. Join us beginning Monday, August 26th for the Democratic National Convention. See and hear it all on NBC Radio and Television.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
A Monitor tip for those of you vacationing by car. Keep a ready soldier kit in your car. You pack some old shoes, a bathing suit, a towel, anything you might need for an unexpected hike or swim along the way. Makes things a lot simpler than having to unpack your suitcase from the trunk of the car. Now, here's some good advice.
More gas, Miss Baxter. More gas. That's the brake.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, sir.
Now, try and drive to the next gas station so we can practice filling up.
Do they give S&H green stamps there?
Yes.
Well, no sweat, then. Hold on to your hat.
S&H green stamps. Next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
Woke up, it was Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came ringing up like Christmas bells, and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay with me on the day? I'm worried till the night comes. It was Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and the rainbow on my wall. The red, green, and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Oh, won't you stay with me the day? Does the sun show every second? It was Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl of oranges too. And the light poured in like butterscotch, and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay for the day? I will talk in present tense. If only you will say, oh, my darling, won't you wake up with a Chelsea morning?
Jennifer, and she sang Chelsea Morning.